There are so many issues that merge in this one story that the more I ponder it, the less equal to it I feel. No matter how I start, the result is bound to sound disjointed, its flesh and blood read thin and unsubstantial. A system hacking out of sides will give us smoother stories. Pick a con, tease out a bit of lie. For instance, the only people that matter right now are the victims, quote unquote. And there you have it. But truth, Rashomon-like, with its interplaying longings and emotions, is full of curves and angles, and it's hard to hold them in one's head at once. And though it bifurcates authentically, Prince's choice to understand through love or through service to the system, to see the swirling interplay of all and find within it the golden thread. Individuals striving to keep or regain a love allegiance, a common humanity straining to regain a world and bend decisions made toward love again. Takes time, as Proudhon shows us, within a single life, as well as with the species. All to say, bear with me. Perhaps by today it will be clearer than in this moment, as I wrote. Perhaps we'll have to take two shows to get through them. But some things are clear to me right now, though maybe not to you, I allow. Still, let's start with what I see. The golden thread of one side of this story is that Louis C.K. was set up so he could be pilloried. I say that's clear because his message is progressive and he seeks to bring us all together. Because he lightens our load with his laughter and makes us feel we're not alone, i.e., he's honest. He relieves our fear that no one but ourselves still feels this way, still strives for love between us. These are messages and qualities that puts the one who sticks their neck out and says and models them in the crosshairs of a power-drunk, mad band of global statesmen, gone absolutely rogue with Nicholas' weapon. You must accept what I'm saying as the truth of it. The surveillance and torturing of me, the resulting swellings in my head and knees, a stabbing burning in my ears and head and cheeks, the constant electrical irritation, a stuffiness in, a congestion, a constant pressure in my head and chest, my joint pain, convulsed muscles and stiff movement, bid you believe me. Power would not simply on a lark fart away considerable resources, settle an extensive machinery of torture and death in a multi-year campaign to rid themselves of a low-income black woman who worked as an electrician and ignore a popular artist advocating body honesty. Never forget, it is their possession of our bodies that keeps us subjects, which is the point. That we are captives because they control our bodies. A popular artist in possession of a large audience loving him for his honesty. Come now, let's not refuse to see what's clear before us. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. It seems to me that what's most significant in this story of the pillorying of Louis C.K. is what it tells us about the comedy world as a whole, that it has been thoroughly infiltrated, and that threats within it, and threats within it is a wide category in Powers' estimation. But I suspect that part of why he was targeted was the Power guy's intention to use him and this whole issue of sexual harassment. Aside from the fact that an inauthentic discussion of it divides when we need to come together, as a weapon to use against Prince's key message that we must listen to our bodies, honor what the body says. that threats who possess an audience are being systematically set up. Using the psychological manipulation that always accompanies agent surrounding and EMF bombardment. But psychological manipulation is not just a staple of their behavior control armory. It's power's most basic weapon. We haven't really looked at it as a separate thing here because it runs through everything they do. A significant reason for their extensive surveillance and for their wanting the data of Facebook, among other reasons for wanting to control social media totally. But, you know, anyway, I'm sure we'll come back to that. A significant reason for their extensive surveillance is for the power guys to design effective multi-leveled campaigns of psychological manipulation, the most basic purposes being to freak the person or the people out, weaken their psychological resources, and to discover what power deems vulnerabilities. Psychological manipulation plays a large role in their setting someone up. As we've said repeatedly, their obsession, these global statesmen, is to make us their puppets, to do to us what was done to them. I encountered this problem a lot. They surround you with agents to condition in you a particular response or belief. For instance, in my case, to believe that anyone who approaches me is likely to be someone paid to do so, so that they intend I respond inappropriately to those I encounter who are authentic. But it can be anything. One time it was obvious they wanted me to eat turmeric. Don't know why, but there it was. Anytime I was near the bulk spices, someone would show up with a companion and remark how beneficial for the health was turmeric. So what they did or said to Louis C.K., and I'm sure obviously women love to look at you masturbating. Sorry, Mr. C.K. I know, I should have written this into the text, apologizing for using this extreme horror they've done to you as a case study. But this absolutely has to be talked about. We have to get ourselves prepared for what these people do. You know, all difficulties are but easy when they are known. We have to know what these folks are up to, what they're doing, so we won't be thrown off our center. We need to support Louis C.K. I think that's obvious in what I'm saying. We need to support artists. We cannot allow those most courageous among us to be treated like trash. We need them. That's obvious. So what they did or said to Louis C.K. depends on what they found in psychologically profiling him or in reviewing his medical records, but obviously would have to do with something they thought they could use against him. But equally important for our self-development, building mutual trust, and growing our numbers is to address the other issues all interwoven in this. The abuse of power, of our gifts from the infinite, victimization. What does it mean to be body honest or to listen to our bodies? Choosing love is also choosing continuous growth, is seeing from the all of it. How do we grow when we've all been so abused by a system of class and no one acknowledges it as abuse?